I speak in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. We live in a notoriously noisy world. We can fill our lives with noise very easily, at the touch of a button, and all day long. Our culture is very suspicious of silence. It is uncomfortable, embarrassing, or deathly, and we try to fill it as soon as we can. Some, like musicians or actors, know the importance that silence plays, as music and drama begin and end in silence. To appreciate them, we need to be able to listen. Listening is something which God asks us to do. Hear, O Israel. May he who has ears to hear listen. Elijah had to listen. He was running for his life away from Jezebel, who had threatened to kill him in the way that he had killed the prophets of Baal, whom she worshipped. He ran to the desert where nobody could find him. He felt a complete failure. What are you doing here, Elijah? Elijah told God, what God must have already known, how he had failed to keep Israel on the straight and narrow, and how his life was now in danger. Elijah was told to go out and stand on the mountain to wait for the Lord to pass by. The Lord was not in the ensuing wind, earthquake, or fire, but when Elijah heard the sound of sheer silence, he went out and stood at the entrance to the cave. In that slender silence, as Rabbi Jonathan Sacks describes it, Elijah was able to hear God speak. For his book called The Power of Silence, the journalist Graham Turner interviewed lots of people from different traditions to see what it is about silence that is important. He discovered that many people, both religious and secular, testify to its power, both positive and negative. Some commented on how they had kept a secret in silence for much of their life, which was now destroying them. Others, how silence had been used as a weapon against them. Psychoanalysts described how they harness silence when counseling people, saying that silence itself can be the place where healing takes place. And others explained how stilling themselves and entering into silence positively had helped them to hear things about their lives more clearly. Sometimes what they would call God, and sometimes more through intuitively knowing something. I wonder how you respond to silence. Do you find it easy to embrace, or an alien concept? Do you have skills which could help you to listen? Have you spent time actively listening for God's voice? The Bible describes a God who wants to communicate with God's people. God can speak to us in many varied ways, but we do have to be listening. Otherwise, however much God speaks, we won't hear. We could prepare to listen just by sitting still in quiet for a while without distractions and see what happens. Or go to the cathedral's monthly silent prayer group, which meets before the 11 o'clock Eucharist. Or meditate on a Bible passage or a prayer. Listening to God is something we can do intentionally. May God prompt us, help us, and show us how to listen and what it is that we need to hear. May our lives be turned around as Elijah's was, when we too take time to listen to God. Let us pray.